You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
To live, but they didn't live. Because he says, time to die. So I said to him, revive me again. Go in that heart again. Do some cleansing in the mind again. Strengthen me again. So I want to be completely yours. We don't know when our time up and nobody up in here. Because he's time in his hand. So what I won't take this time to be obedient to him. It's a whole lot of people can preach better than I can. I'm just promoting preaching. But you can't find many will obey God because it's about them. That's the difference in the season. And that's the difference in the reason. My God, how many reasons we got where we miss our season? I'm sick and tired of this person and that. Stay sick and tired. That's your reason and excuse to do what you want to do. We should promote people to do what they want to do. Go on and do what you want to do because you're convinced what you want to do is safety for you. We got some children that you can worry yourself to the grave for. I pity you. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Whatever, I ain't talking about some of it, all of it. And this is a daily job. This is a daily commitment. I bless him today. You got people hating you, and they don't know why they hate you. You ain't done nothing to them, but old devil and a demon come and drop something in their spirit. And because your spirit wacky and open for junk, it gets you junky more than you was. The enemy don't care who he come and destroy. That's his job. Oh, it's in the house. Got problem with people for what folks done said. I didn't take this job to do nobody no harm. I didn't take it for that because I had did enough of harm before I come to him and didn't care about it. But I come to Jesus all messed up like I was. I say, I believe that you can make some out of this mess I am. I ain't trying to get no celebrity. I ain't trying to be all of that. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth all the work you put in it. It's vain to none effect. If it ain't Jesus, it ain't enough all that other stuff we done dapped into. We jacked up on titles and position. We jacked up on all this mess will hinder us from getting straight. Can't take nothing from nobody who ain't smart as you. Reject everything pertaining to life in you. I give him praise today. We're afraid to tell the truth to keep us out of hell. I suggest the husband and wife stop playing like sex the best thing you can get old to. Amen. And tell the truth. You make me sick, but I'm praying that he make me better. Amen. You and your dumb Dora outlet. Dumb and Dora. And we sit up with our chest out like we done some. I bet you won't be out when you're running to hell. I talk what he tell me to talk. Again, I say for the folks who think I know what I'm doing, I don't. But I know what he told me. Because I don't know nothing but what he let me know. So you stay on home today, girlfriend, because you ain't got no message. I said, but I'm the pastor. Since I'm the pastor, I need to show up. Because he called me and made me pastor. That means I believe him and I'm representing him. Not it and not them. I bless him today. No walking, children. I can't stand it, not today. I'm just telling on myself so folks won't say I won. I know she didn't know nothing. No, I'm just agreeing with what your spirit is. Is it all right if I keep it real up in here today? I'm agreeing with your spirit. What I just said, dumb Dora. That don't make this smart. It make you a dumb Dora. To doubt that God can do anything but fail. He can let my great-grandbaby, whatever that name of that dog she got, come up in here and stop bargaining and get to prophesizing. I know some of y'all will be shocked and wrong guy now to the great beyond. Because you don't believe God got that kind of power. Can I help a few people up in here today? He wanted you to come to the place where I got all power and open your spirit up where you can receive a meal to make you better. To get rid of all them contract spirits up in there, and you ain't hear nobody. But I give him praise today because we got some people locked in. It's my way. And can't nobody tell me nothing because it's my way. I bless him today. I bless him today. What I say, I ain't trying to keep you long because some people got turned off when they saw me get up. It's fine. I'm going to be up. Whether you got turned off. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. You can run anywhere, but you can't run from yourself. Especially when you done got plopped in dumb Dora. Dumb Dora can be any of us. We dumb because we don't believe God is greater. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I got a new word, dumb Dora. And it fit anybody. Dumb Dora be male or female. Don't take it as a sissy. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. I bless him today. I give him praise for who he is. The pulpit don't want to be truth. That's what lies circles out through the ordinance. Get up here like everything's so hunky-dory. When you done practice all the week. For fame and fortune for somebody to see you. If you can't see Jesus in it, don't worry about that junk what we practicing it for somebody to see. We got some really smart people. Give yourself credit. Go on and clap your hand. Say, I know I'm smart. But check in how you're catching hell. And see if you're still smart. Smart just don't strain your spirit up. It'll keep your spirit in bondage. What I think. That's why it's hard to get people come from religious and tradition. Some people bound for hell. I heard somebody say that they talking about mama say I'm going to always be Baptist. It ain't no denomination in a relationship with him. Denomination don't get you in the kingdom. But some folks think it's them. It's a bad thing to get locked in and don't ask Jesus to let me out. Locked in, I've been seeing it work this way forever, and it's going to still work. It might be a counterfeit. I seen my auntie, she did what she wanted to do, and she went on to heaven. That's what you said. I see my mama didn't take nothing for nobody, and I ain't taking nothing either. Well, you might meet her down there in hell. For what you think and what you feel and what you believe, you know, and that might not be real. Is it okay if I talk today? That's how we lock in. My mama said, my daddy said, my mother was a mean woman and she didn't take nothing from nobody. She'll have one of these hypocrite men, they both will be dead. Because she'll put that pistol to him or that blade one. She dead, so you can't curse her. She already gone. I got a few sisters, and it was brought to my attention. I'm going to deal with it today. That they, just like my mama, first of all, a mama had all of us. Did that make that mama straight and right and holy? No. So you're going to take some characteristics from your mama and your daddy. If you got a lazy daddy, look out, you're going to be lazy too. Look out, you got a daddy just having dropping children everywhere, you're going to try to do it too. The branch don't fall far from the tree. If I'm knowing somebody up in here, you have my permission. You get up and leave so your spirit won't get messed up. Because you can't get away from yourself. I don't care where you go. Please, and make you eat better. When you're worried, you don't eat as well. So I got to go back to my mama. See, I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Because down through my life, I done took some things I know my mama wouldn't take. I went seeing her. I want to help somebody in here today. I had to look past her and see Jesus. Say, you greater than what it looked like. You empower me to look above her and look to you. She the first person I recognize. Not coming out the womb. But I recognize, they said that's my mama. You don't know who your mama, because you're too young to know it. But if you stick around and somebody keeps saying that's your mama, you come in and identify that's your mama or mammy. Whichever one come to be more present. Pray for me, Pastor. That's why I shook your hand. And we get junky. And our spirit get junky. There's some mammies and mamas in here. I ain't scared. And we gonna look at this, our background. That's the way our family do it. When you want to get out of that family and get into the family of the Most High God, it take a willingness. I ain't cooking no collard greens no way about the way my mama cook them. Well, that might not be the best way. That's how she learned to cook them. Since you want to be on a diet, just steam them and eat them. Greens and water. But I created my way. I love a lot of meat. My mama wasn't going to cook nothing for 12 people and nobody else, so I had to learn how to cook. She didn't get down over there. You better eat the best way you can. I'm just talking about my mama. Y'all going to pump y'all's up. I ain't hear nobody. And we take on the responsibility of believing a fake. Believing a fake, it benefits us. I ain't hear nobody. I thought I might get some people attention, because when you get to talking about mama them, if you ain't a fighter, you better learn how to fight. Because they finna bust your head open. My mama, old drunk liar. Are you talking about my mama? She's a good mama. In my day, if you want to get whipped or you whip somebody, that's your mammy. They said, what you say? Pip bop. Honey, she just got up off the corner this morning. Sitting over there in the amen corner, the rehearsal corner, whichever one it is, with that old feather on her hat. My mama going to heaven because she got on her long beak dress, fat hat in her dress, all dressed up from the head to the toe. I ain't hearing nobody. I'm so glad they stopped having the hat, the pocketbook, and the shoe matching. That was just too much. I ain't hearing nobody. But I'm so grateful to him today. In order for me to get where I'm going, I have to go to me. You can tweet your tablet out and talk about me. Because sometimes we in denial. And we keep on reasoning and we worse than what we thought was okay. My mama would cuss and go to church and they recognize Ellen and Miss Hall. I ain't hearing nobody. She hold up her hand and say something, she gonna say it. I'm glad she ain't alive now. I have to put her out of here. And all my siblings don't like it, y'all go with her. I ain't hearing nobody. Sister Debbie, I don't come to fear you today. I come to tell the truth. Because anybody know I know love my mama is Debbie. Are you hearing me? She don't walk a mile with no sandals on. Are you hearing me? My mama was sick. She breaking the house. I'm here now. What y'all ain't doing? I just sit over there in the corner because I ain't doing nothing. I say it. Make me better, Lord. Because I didn't see your Holy Spirit in operation. I ain't hearing nobody. Because he don't get down like that. You mean as a rattlesnake. And everybody pacifying you and getting your flower for being a mean rattlesnake. I'm in the house today. And we won't tell the truth, but we got to go to him before we can get true. My God, I ain't crying because God know what he doing. Amen. He know what he doing. So when I heard this, I went back to check me. I said, I refuse to be an advocate of this demon that I saw. There are some people gonna close their eyes on doing what they want to do. Amen. And they won't do no better because they say I'm exempt. Amen. It's in the house. Yes, but that's your right. That's your privilege. My God, I bless him. Amen. That you sow, you shall reap. Amen. On this side. Yes, every hole you dig, you don't need to dig but one. I praise him today. He done sent many warnings, many opportunity, many simple reasoning to make up your mind to get better. That demon, you can't break it yourself. Long as you embrace it, it ain't gonna break. Long as you in cahoots with it, it ain't gonna do nothing but make you worse. My God, I don't recommend keep on getting married, but I recommend go to Jesus. Because everyone going to cause some problem. It's going to be some complicated in everyone. It's okay if I keep it real today. And if you don't do Jesus, you're going to keep on doing another one and another one and another until you might get by in the 45 years. You're going to be dead by that time. I want him to search me from all that I knew nothing about. Tell me how many children in here know different when you're in the house with your parents. You don't know no different because you think it's okay. You got a mama, take a little switch and bring a boyfriend in the room. It's okay because that's my mama. Dope coming out the wonder. That's my mama. No, that's a demon. And a spirit got your mama. I ain't hearing nobody. And we don't want to deal with these things keeping us in bondage. I ain't hear nobody. But I come today to tell the truth. And I believe, I don't care what demon, what warlock, what sorcerer, come and put his hand on the Almighty. He going to put his hand on them. And you will know that you know. My God, I bless him. Hallelujah. If you ever hear me tell you, don't touch it. I didn't say it. He told me. Because sickness will come on you. You're in about those and can't reach nothing. I ain't hearing nobody. And sometimes your mind click on off for you. And you think you got a mind. So I would say, don't play with him. When I was evangelizing, I did a service and a lady was waiting in the audience for me. She said, the Lord told me to tell you that you got some hate in your heart. The operation is just what it is. You can be messed up from the flow of operating out of the things of God. But if you cannot heed or let God speak through somebody, you'll stay messed up and think you're going to heaven. My God, I give you praise. I don't know about you, but I want God to send me a word that it can heal and deliver me. It can release me from Satan. And it's a sign or type to destroy me. I come to give him praise this morning. I did not reject what the woman said to me. I said, Lord, I've been before you because I know hate is in my heart. And I've been bombarded in heaven, said, God, take it out. And I kept on saying, I pressed my way. And when somebody tell me you can operate in the gift and I will operate more fluence than I have been. But I know that God know the heart of every man. And he know what's going on in every individual. So I give him praise. I didn't get upset with the woman because I was the speaker of the evening. You know, when you think you done arrived and made it, you the speaker. Can't nobody tell you nothing. But I went to the Lord and I said, here I am again. This woman of God, did you hear what I said? This woman of God told me that I got still hate in my heart. I heard you say, only a pure heart can see me. I said, purify my heart. I ask you to take it out because some things up in there you don't know nothing about. Hallelujah. When you're operating, you think you got it straight. But the operation is just an operation. If you want to say, just a gift. I come to praise him this morning. I come to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. I'm finna get to my message. I only got one scripture. I bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. You can read the whole chapter for yourself and get the essence of what I'm trying to say. But I will say what the Lord tell me to say. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. I've been in bondage too long. And folks will put you in bondage. And you be in denial that you're not. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I come to bless him this morning. I come to tell him thank you. My God, for reviving my soul again. I bless your name in the house. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Anybody want to praise him? Anybody want to tell him thank you? Anybody want to say it's me, Lord? And I ain't hearing nobody. It's just me, Lord. A liar is just a liar. You're just a liar. And you try to fix you a liar. And a liar ain't going to heaven, because you'll be lying and tear up heaven. Thank you, sir. So you're going to make me preach. He's making me preach. But one thing I know. He gave me what to give his people. And I ain't been hooked up on the crowd. Because anywhere he send me, he go there before I get there. I went to the door this morning. And I opened it by the Spirit of the living God. Because he releases some stuff out of here. And it ain't coming back up in here. You don't have to believe me. His word ain't going to fail. I can tell you what it is, but you won't believe me no way. The enemy drop us in control spirits. I ain't hear nobody up in here. A spirit that is not of God will control the spirit of the living God, because you let it do it. You let it do it. I ain't hear nobody. And what do we do? Come to be rebellious. Hard-headed. Stiff-necked. Stubborn. I ain't hear nobody. I'm talking about me today. Because it's a bad thing when you can't talk about yourself. You can talk about other folks. Amen. Other folks ain't going to give a hick of big whether you go to hell. Amen. And they're going to try to help you not to get in line to heaven. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. You lay around, interact with these dead spirits. And before you know it, you dead too. Amen. Just looking for a word of prophecy, and I'm going to hop up and kick over a few chairs. It's more than that. Amen. To this walk. Amen. It's more than that. What you going to do when you're going through? If you don't do Jesus, you ain't going to make it through. Because some of the things that he has brought you out of, it'll come back. Amen. I ain't hear nobody in the house. He tests us sometime. He done brought you out of sickness. And sickness come back again. Amen. If you are sure that he healed me, and that I'm sure I'm doing my best to obey him, well, then you're going to leave the rest to him. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. At my age, they say, you need to get all these tests. That's what I told the doctor. Since I got insurance, I'll come, but I ain't doing it. Because my God is a healer. Amen. And you ain't dropping nothing in my spirit that I don't have to take. But we take it, the doctor said it. Who is Dr. Jesus? Amen. He say. Yes. And what he say is true. Amen. I bless him. Let me look at my clock. Well, I won't bore enough folks so they won't be able to eat their chicken and collard greens and macaroni and all that other good stuff. Yes, sir. If you come with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus 9.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our school's meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.